At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, offering sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. We've got a great doubleheader live from the Netherlands. Gerard Waters, he's a Dow Master Therapist and author, and he returns along with longtime guest Jim Spinali, certified athletic trainer with PT Solutions, PT Tampa Bay United Soccer Club. Gerard, welcome back from the Netherlands.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad to have you back. Again, the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu, you know, the man lived 500 years ago, some of his points of view of life are as effective today, whether you're a great athlete or a business person, or you're just trying to live your life, as it was, I guess, thousands of years ago. But give us some background, Gerard, on yourself and the Tao.
Well, I had a private teacher who educated me for 7 years in ancient secret philosophy, and he made me get insight in all kinds of processes people go through, and all kinds of behavior that is learned by us, but it's not serving us anymore, like fear and worrying and, you know, feeling not good enough. Like a lot of people in this world do. And yeah, well, I've been treating people for 28 years now to unlearn all this behavior so they can be happy and successful.
You know, what's amazing, Gerard, and again, I'm very familiar with the Tao, the three words, simplicity, patience, and compassion, when you think about it. Absolutely. And the Tao is the way, today's spirituality, somehow, if we could stick with it, is in the right direction when it comes to these profound wisdoms of, 2,500 years ago, 3,000, whatever it is. Like you mentioned, on the Sports Doctor, we call it, Gerard, the mental game. You know, we talk to psychologists, psychiatrists, sports trainers. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how, again, the Tao with some of these profound principles can absolutely have an awful lot to do, whether it's your teammates or your coach or your family. Your 28 years worth of how has the medical community and the sports community welcomed you out there in the Netherlands?
Well, with skepticism.
Yes.
So, well, I have a lot of therapists on the treatment in the past 28 years, and even psychologists and doctors.
Well, the youth sports, which is a major topic on the Sports Doctor, or senior sports, the explosion of pickleball, and the idea. One of my longtime guests, Lou Vickery, used to pitch for the Yankees. He plays like in the 80s. Doubles tennis. So people want to be paying attention to health and wellness. and they want to not be involved in constant drugs and prescriptions and other kinds of surgery, et cetera, and they want to be able to make lifestyle changes because, you know, harmony and balance is sort of the way of the universe. Isn't that kind of the philosophy of the Tao?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Taoism teaches people to learn according to the laws of nature. You know, in Taoism, we say a tree never bends against the wind, and that's why he survives the storm. Yeah. Yeah, but the issue is, on technical level, we've come so far, but mentally, most people are still in their bear skins, and that's an issue. That's absolutely a problem. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. We have guests on from around the world, and especially since the pandemic, the number one issue has been mental health. And it's been very, very helpful. You know, it's always been this tremendous stigma. You know, like my long time, the late Jim Vickery was a great sports psychologist, and he didn't even use when he was with his athletes in prisons, others, his whole tremendous practice. In the 80s and 90s, he couldn't use the word psychology because it scared people. People thought there was something wrong. You know, compared to today, there's much more awareness. We try to include a lot of that awareness on the sports doctor because
everybody
the mental game.
There's only very few people who understand. Yeah.
Well, that's why I guess, again, it's always fascinated me that, again, some of these ancient wisdoms can really, really be applied. Again, you know, whether you're talking simplicity and the idea someone's got a training program, someone's got a regimen, his son or daughter's a serious athlete, you know, all of us can picture the screaming parent on the sidelines, you know, or the overzealous coach or the fact. So the idea is to try to continue the area in the areas of education. Have you written a book about the subject?
About what subject?
The whole idea, the Tao therapy. I know you're an author.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've written 8 books. Yeah.
And how have you found the changes? You know, you've been in practice 28 years, like you said, which is almost as long as me. And again, how have you found, again, the curve moving towards progress? You know, again, whether we're talking about the diabetes scourge or the obesity scourge or some of these other tremendous challenges, the teenagers, social media, this seems like such a great way to look back and pay attention. And what's the title of your latest book?
How to make life simple, happy, and successful the Taoist way. And at this
how am I doing when I said, you know,
how to
again,
make life simple, Taoist way.
Yes, and you don't get hung up on organized religion, because sometimes that becomes really a confrontational. This is much more of a spirituality, but again, you could be the best athlete in the world and understand how patience and compassion, you know, whether you're trying to recover from an injury or you're trying to deal with your teammates or your family dynamics, where we see again in youth sports where there's all of these challenges, and then the ideas of saying not only is this 2,500 years old, give or take a few weeks, but we can really, really apply it. This is really a holistic, sort of like lifestyle medicine, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, ancient Taoist philosophy teaches us that a lot of medical issues are originated from a mental situation. Like you said about diabetes, with people who have diabetes, I've treated lots of them. And you see that they're having problems with expressing their emotions. Yeah.
Yes, the idea of functional
obese,
medicine, paying attention to the whole person, yes. What's the website?
Obese,
go to a
obesity,
what's the
test.
Website?
Obese, same thing. Yeah.
Gerard.
It's obese. What's the same thing.
What's the best place people to find out about you and your work and your books? What's your best? Do you have a website?
Yeah. Well, we're developing new websites because my name is unpronounceable in English. Because everybody says Wouters, but it is Wouters. But I made it very simple for you.
That's why I connect with you. I can connect with you. Wheel and Wild has been my whole life when it came to that area. What's the best way for people to contact you?
In the coming weeks, we are going to launch a new website that's called thetaoistway.com.
Okay, definitely we'll have an eye on that situation. And again, you know, the idea of progress when it comes to the mental game or this whole mental health. It was great to see Michael Phelps, the great gold medalist swimmer, and Simone Biles, the superstar gymnast, both talked about their mental challenges. You and I spoke about that briefly last time that you were on, where they were trying to take the stigma off a lot of this.
Yeah.
And this seems like an easy way to really pay attention to what matters. I mean, the Tao Te Ching is, 30 pages or something like that, the original work of Lao Tzu?
The original? No, I think it's a lot more. Tao Te Ching?
Yes.
The Tao Te Ching, I think it's about 130 pages.
Yeah. Okay, it's still short, you know, but it's they're profound and short, so that's why we like to keep it in the awareness of the individuals on a sports doctor and talk again about some of these different challenges. And the so if people can start to pay attention again to these kinds of scenarios, check this out. How long do you feel it takes for people to be understanding? It seems to me, thinking about this again, and I haven't paid that much attention to this from 10, 20 years ago, it just makes so much sense. And again, it's pretty simple. It's amazing that it's thousands of years old.
Yeah. Well, life is simple, but people make it complicated.
Ha ha ha. You got to remember that one in so many ways.
And I undo that. I make it simple again.
Yes, so people can pay attention to learning exercises, or do you include things like meditation?
I mostly unlearn.
That's another interesting point of view.
We need to unlearn a lot of things, like fear. We need to unlearn fear, because fear will block everything. Yeah. And
in the world of
everybody in sports will know this. That fear blocks everything. And when you unlearn, you get your freedom back. Yeah.
Yeah, how long does it take to unlearn some of these habits? I mean, in general,
I give two-day workshops. I'll be giving two-day healing workshops soon in the U.S., in the U.K. So that'll be enough.
Yeah, that's great. Our show will be on the UK network next week in that regard. Mm-hmm. So if people go to your name and they go in this day and age and they go to your name, Gerard, Gerard Wouters, Wouters, they can find out about your books, about your upcoming information. Then we'll be able to tune you in once you get that website back up. And I would imagine, again, that the challenge continues when it comes to the healthcare world. You know, the United States, the healthcare world is like upside down times 10. Tremendous challenge.
Well, there's 45 million people suffering from depression out there. So somebody's not doing their work.
Yes. Awareness. Yeah, that's why on the sports doctor we have three words we pay big attention to. Again, one's awareness of what we're talking about. This is a great example. Number two is education. also, this is a great example about talking about some of these main points. Number three is taking action and trying to make some positive change in what we're talking about. I knew the time. We also, our apologies, we started a touch late today. But we got him, man, live from the Netherlands, where we're talking with Gerard. Again, Gerard, I want to thank you so much for joining us. We'll definitely, you're on our roster. We'll follow up with you sometime in the future. And hold on a minute. Cool. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Yeah, okay. Hold on, Gerard.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome back a longtime guest, colleague Jimmy Spinali, certified athletic trainer with PT Solutions, Physical Therapy Tampa Bay United Soccer Club, plus who knows what kind of sports we were involved in, the world of volleyball. Hey, Jimmy, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Doc, appreciate you having me aboard. It's awesome. Welcome.
Great to have you back. And give us some background, Jimmy. The Cardinals and the sports performance volleyball. Give us a background of the IMG, your career.
Well, I started my career. I went to Missouri Valley College, graduated. Then I did some clinical time in the Joliet area with Newsom Physical Therapy. And then after that, it really just took off. You know, I started my career working with the St. Louis Cardinals in the minor league system, did like 3 or 4 years with them. And then I got out and worked with sports performance volleyball. That's how you and me came about back in 04 to 09. And then I've always had a passion with soccer. So I got in with the U.S. Soccer Men's Residency National Team down at IMG. Very fortunate. We had Christian Pulisic, Weston McKinney, so some big-time names. And then I moved on to some other things. And now I'm at Tampa Bay United Soccer here, Tampa Bay, Florida. I've been here going on my sixth season.
Is that PT Solutions, Jimmy?
Yes, PT Solutions. I contract through them through Tampa Bay United Soccer Club. So, yeah, so we got to...
You know, it's amazing, yes.
PT Solutions is well established in the Tampa region all over the country.
Yeah, I was trying to remember how long ago you and I had crossed paths. When I used to show up maybe once a month, sports performance volleyball at the time, with Rick Butler and that club, who they're top girls, every one of them were division players, to their younger teams, these national champions, up to our ears in the world of overkill in so many areas.
We were busy. We saw a lot. We had the best. They were the best in the country, and many of those athletes went on to the U.S. Olympic team.
Yes, and one of them is now a superstar. Life coach, Lindsay Mango, who went to Louisville, who was within the Naperville area in playing volleyball. But, of course, the volleyball athlete, with all that unbelievable, one of the most physically demanding sports with the jumping. And Brick Butler came out of my world, Sports Fitness Institute, with Bob Guida, and he had a tremendous amount of principles. He used to eat and sleep with rubber bands, which we made such a big deal about, man, with all that foot ankle. And then we got so involved in the world of orthotics. And again, you went from one superstar sport to the other, you know, when you're talking about the soccer athlete with all that tremendous running and changing of direction. And with some of these athletes, how have you found, Jimmy, the challenges, again, where we see 6'8" shortstops? And we see so much bigger, so much faster, so much stronger. How are we keeping up in the world of athletic training regarding prevention and performance?
I just think the techniques over time have just gotten better and better, you know, with weight training, nutrition, mental health training, just the future of where sports medicine's gone. It's gone crazy. Like concussion management, prevention programs, prevention programs. You know, you and me go way back, just starting with the feet, looking at the overall athlete, building them up, you know, looking at their deficiencies, looking at their core strength, and just looking at the whole body. And it's really just blowing up completely.
Yeah, I mean, 50% of the girls I saw in the world of volleyball as a sports podiatrist were knee problems and shin splint problems. And this is why we would sing all day the song, The Foot Bones Connected to the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jimmy, of course, was a major player in making a big deal out of the role of the foot. And when it came to strengthening feet and ankles, we didn't care what your sport was or what your level was. You didn't need to be injured to be paying attention to ankles. Of course, you know, the world of certified athletic training, Jimmy, I've always called you people geniuses. I mean, you might have to deal with a paralysis-type problem. Who knows what kind of concussion every time we turn around, someone else is carted off the field. Or, you know, sprains, strains, whatever. Yet half the high schools don't even have an athletic trainer, it seems. How has that changed?
Well, completely. I think everybody knows the value of athletic training, especially at the high school level. You're going to see more and more people looking at our value, you know, what we do, what we give, you know, what we prevent. You know, you're preventing any kind of liability situation, where that's, you know, working at a high school football game, lightning, wet ball, especially down in Florida. You know, heat's a big issue down here. So it's our job to, you know, help prevent stuff and, you know, protect our athletes. You know, mental health coming out of COVID, right? We're a huge, you know, advocate setting up protocols. So we have massive value, and I think our profession will continue to grow.
And it's great to see the, again, on the sports doctor, we call it the mental game. I was talking to my first guest, the Taoist master, man, from 2,500 years ago, talking about the same ideas of teamwork and simplicity, et cetera, the so-called mental game. And it was great to see, Jimmy, you and I, we talked about it, whether it was Michael Phelps or Simone Biles, for example, two of the greatest athletes we've ever seen, paid attention and talked about mental challenges in so many ways. So some of that stigma seemed to be helped to prevent it. My concern still is, and the reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is overuse, is the tremendous, you know, year-round attention, and you've seen it. Soccer players specialize when they're 10, 11, 12 years old, like they do in dance or figure skating. And these are some real challenges when it comes to, you know, these talented kids. You've been around these talented kids forever. How much do you push rest and recovery?
I think recovery is a massive part of what we do, you know, looking at to see what the training workload is for the athlete. What's the training schedule? What are they doing outside of here? You know, are they in participating in other sports? How much of that sport are they doing? Are they in the heat? Are they on the turf? You know, how much workload are they doing there? There's just so many things you
Plus
can do
the
to, you know,
the
recovery.
Jimmy, my article a couple of months ago in Lower Extremity Review was called The Prodigy Sports. I was talking about, like, my super specialty, the world of figure skating, where I see 10-year-olds working on triples already. And we're talking about these kinds of demands on some of these kids. And the point is, you and I, of course, we want kids to play as many different sports, experience all these things, as well as using different parts of the body. That's great, unless you're a talented soccer player or gymnast or et cetera, et cetera. So specialization, you've watched that very early, haven't you?
Yeah, very early. I mean, a lot of my career, more and more, you know. Especially now, I mean, it's really just a lot of these athletes just play one sport, but some others play multi. It just depends on what their aspirations are. They want to go D1 and they want to go pro.
I want them under your kind of supervision. The more talented your son or daughter, the greater the pressure. We're dealing with, when we were at volleyball, they had traveling teams and they had other kind of club volleyball and all of these things, which was so financially demanding on a lot of these families, scholarships, all these different things. And the idea of needing, I used to have these kids, we wanted them to have a home program where they really knew they didn't have the time to go work out somewhere else in most instances because they were spending 10 days a week on the volleyball court.
Yes.
Butler and I and you, we went around on that numerous times when we said, hey, man, we got to back off with this girl, you know? Don't you understand, Dr. Weil? She's got to play yesterday. So when you're dealing with these kinds of pressures, Jimmy, team doctors, parents, as I'm talking to you, I'm picturing the overzealous, ranting, raving parent on the sideline with you. How's your sports psychology skills, my friend?
I think they're pretty good. I just want to tell them how, what, and why, you know what could cause overuse, why, what's the potential issues, what are the potential pitfalls. A lot of these athletes do a lot of training outside. There's specialization training, like maybe they're going here locally. It's called Diesel Fitness or the House of Athlete, you know, to work on speed training. I mean, it's gotten so massive. And I mean, talked about the NAIO money type stuff. So it's really it's a huge business. But we try to provide the best world class care for our athletes.
You know, it's interesting. I've had it frequently on my show, the Dr. Chris Amati, the team doc orthopedist with the Yankees. As you remember, Brian Cole, who's with the White Sox and the Bulls, and the tremendous pressure, again, on the scheduling and the fact that all of a sudden now we saw these Achilles tendon injuries everywhere we'd look, you know, left and right. And I was saying, hey, what happened to high top? You know, when we were talking about some of the challenges. Now, I know you've worked down there at these academies where these kids, they're in school, and they're there really for sports. And how have you found, Jimmy, the interaction? Because I know you were in the middle of it when you're talking parents, coaches, and these young kids who, I mean, what were the ages that you were dealing with on and off your whole career? How young?
Well, I've dealt with at pretty much about every level. I've done industrial, I've done youth, I've done recreation, I've done pro. Pretty much about every level I've dealt with, you know.
Ages.
IMG
what ages?
Had, you know, the residency national team. So these are super high-level athletes.
What ages, Jimmy?
Ages, basically anywhere 5 up to 19. But then, like I said, I've worked professional, so we're working adult professional high-level players.
Yeah, you know what's amazing is the gold. One of the former gold medal women's soccer champions, 80% of them played multiple sports. I was blown away with that because of the pressure on the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure is to specialize. Do you find that the off-sport training, personal trainers, all these clubs, pitching coaches, whatever, do you find for the most part we're dealing with some educated frontline people? I've had good vibes back and forth of these situations, but overkill the terrible twos. You know, too much, too soon, too aggressive. Major challenge.
On their education knowledge. And their education knowledge. You know, if they're a really good coach, your instruction, what they know about the sport. You know, what they know for the athlete. What is the best? You know, not to overdo it, but they're getting enough training. They're getting those reps in at a high world-class level. That's the important thing.
I mean, when you're talking about running and jumping and changing direction 5-6 days a week, and if you, all those years playing on these concrete surfaces in soccer, man, you know, the artificial surface, brutal. I remember way back, I was with the Sting, man, for a while, the first Chicago soccer team. Arno Steffenhagen is the name that hits me, man, all those years ago. And we were talking about some of these surfaces and the how is the artificial surface technology seems to be really, really making progress, Jimmy? What have you seen?
Oh, it's taken up tremendously from the AstroTurf days, the AstroDome. I mean, that was like hard concrete surface. You would see this a ton of like huge skin, strawberry abrasions.
Yeah.
Now I mean, it's a lot more.
Match natural grass? Can you ever match natural grass? Is this a superior?
Well, I still like natural grass. I still feel like there's less.
All right,
more
man. We're
going to
talk more about all of this. We'll be right back with talking with Jimmy Spinelli, man, our fave certified athletic trainer. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, hey, man. Man's in the training room, probably. We're talking to Jimmy Spinali, certified athletic trainer in so many areas, superstars on down and up out there in Florida. And Jimmy, who's been on probably a dozen times, has been on over the years, back to 04, 05. I wanted to ask you, Jimmy, about PT on Tampa Bay United Soccer Club. Talk a little bit about the soccer club and PT Solutions.
Well, PT Solutions, I go through them. We contract out to the club. A massive, awesome setup here. Numerous clinics in the area. Numerous great athletic trainers. You know, we work with all the high schools, clubs in the area. Great resources. If we need to get our athletes in, we got a great team doctor here, Dr. Gutentag. This club's about 5,000 athletes. Super busy. It goes from ages 5
up to 19. Is it physical therapy?
Is
it PT? Is it PT, Physical Therapy Solutions, Jimmy?
Yeah, PT, Solutions, Physical Therapy.
Okay.
Correct, yes.
And the kind of, I know soccer club, but you're talking about a facility. What? Give us an example of some of the different sports you might be seeing at all levels.
Well, right now I focus just specifically on soccer now. So soccer is all I do now. Maybe I'll do a little side stuff here and there, but primarily I just work soccer full-time.
And the interesting, you know, it's funny, you know about it. I've had a contest every year, it seems forever, you know, pushing, you know, four decades on the sports doctor, man. And the contest was which sports require the best athlete physically. And soccer always got a lot of votes. And so one of the years we had the contest, it was around the French Open in tennis, and Rafa Nadal had just played the 5 hours of tennis, man. So they also, at the same time, Evan Lysacek, my young punk, who became the Olympic gold medalist in skating, he got a lot of votes. But somebody like yourself, if we said to you, hey, man, you know, the defensive back in football, maybe the linebacker, which sports do you have? Soccer players, man, running all day. What's your vote or a couple of votes, Jimmy, on the sport that requires the best physical athlete?
You got to put soccer right up there. Some of the best athletes in the world. You got to think so fast. In the second, you got to anticipate what's going on. I'm very partial to soccer. I'm actually a huge tennis guy too. So I really enjoy tennis, and that's another sport. You got to physically be fit. I always grew up a Pete Sampras guy. So I would say soccer number one for me.
Yeah, I ride a Sampras. You know, I did orthotics for McEnroe. When he was a 20-year-old punk coming to see Bob Guida. And Tracy Austin, man, 1985. Again, the idea in both soccer and tennis, Jimmy, and you know, that they would be an athlete besides the sport was always a challenge. You know, McEnroe would say, now he's a different animal. Then he said, I don't train in the gym. You know, I play more tennis. Tracy Austin had her bracelets on, you know, until Martina came along. And again, the sport of soccer. Years ago, Jimmy, I tried to sell soccer on helmets because of what we were seeing. You think that'll ever happen?
Nah, I don't think so, Doc. I can't see that happening. I mean, the NFL has done stuff for, you know, they got the Halo helmets now, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but you got heading. Yeah, you got heading your whole life when you grow up in soccer. So it's always been something in regard, even though, you know, I did make some changes over the years with soccer shoes, Jimmy. How am I doing, man? Now soccer shoes, you got some good shoes out there.
Oh, there's some great shoes. Mercurial, the Tiempos. Now, they're still, you know, they have their moments. Some of my athletes come in, they're really stiff, tight when they first get them, so I get the blisters and stuff. Overall, like the technology is gone, you know, it's gone through the roof overall. Much, much better.
Well,
quality.
Years ago, way back when, even before you, my friend, again, where the idea was I want the lightest skin type shoes in soccer, and I can't even pad my socks, man. This is the lifestyle. A lot of these guys would go barefoot. And changing that philosophy to saying we need a much more substantial shoe made for these kinds of movements and protection was a tough sell. And it's great to see over the years that we've seen some idea. And then plus, again, I imagine, you know, that you've been able to plug in the idea of including the two things we pay big attention to like we did then, which is number one, everybody strengthen their feet and ankles. And number two, everybody work balance and stability. And that's where Butler came. A guy that used to have athletes balancing on mini trams, barefoot. And if they were a ball player, they had a glove on. If they were a hockey player, they had a hockey stick, tennis player. And all he cared about was working stability and balance. Yeah, you always paid big attention to that, haven't you?
Yeah, I've always been a huge advocate, you know, because the whole base of your body starts at the feet. You know, if you have flat feet, looking at different, you know, pronation type things, you know, supination going the other way. So I'm a huge advocate of the feet, doing stability training, anything you name it for the feet. We see, especially in soccer,
you
I see quite
out,
a bit of
Jimmy,
injuries.
That finally you find, you know, because again, you and I don't care what the sport is, properly done, prescription orthotics, enhanced performance. Especially
a weapon.
In something like skating that I've watched, big weapon. And I'm sure, like a parent would say to me, or a coach, does my son or daughter need orthotics? I'd say, let's talk about whether they'd benefit. This is still a big challenge. I don't think you see a serious high-level athlete today who doesn't have something in the area of proper arch support and stability in their shoes. Have we made some real progress there, Jimbo?
I totally believe we have. You know, it's changed tremendously over the years. You know, the amount of support you got at the base, with the basketball shoe, soccer shoe. We've come a long way. And like I said, you got to have that training, too, for your feet. You got to stay
now,
on the program.
Jimmy, what do you think? You mentioned it, sports betting nightmare, my friend. But now that you see the NIL and you now have, what kind of pressures do you think this is going to throw into the mix, man, with these high schoolers and the idea of, you know, transfer portal. Holy cow, man. How much of a difference is it making in the soccer world?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, everybody wants a piece of that potential pie, and, you know, social media is blowing up with a lot of things. It's big money. So,
Give me, I knew the time would fly with you. Give me the website. People can find out about you, the work in PT. What's the best site to find you guys?
Well, you can go to basically ptsolutions.com. I mean, we got clinics all over the country. We're based out of Atlanta. Got a huge setup here in the Tampa region. We're all over. I'm at Tampa Bay United Soccer Club.
Great.
Outstanding
physical
therapy group.
Who's your CEO, Jimmy? Yeah, who's your CEO?
CEO, Mr. Dale Yake.
Great. You pass on a message from me that we'd love to have him join me sometime in the future. Remember, I've had Athletico and ATI, all these great groups. Give him a personal invitation from me. Jimmy, hold on, man. Jimmy Spinali, PT Solutions,
sure.
Tampa Bay Soccer. Hold on, Jim. Be right back with Sports Doctors Is. Welcome back, live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctors In segment. You might have to cut it a little bit short. I know we're a couple of minutes late with live radio technology. We preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little bit of Dr. Bob Wisdom to the mix. And then we talk a little bit about the world of the Sports Doctor Radio.com is in, some of the consulting. Got some great guests coming up. We're going to bounce back in the world of sports hypnotherapy with Dr. Rob Cabri next week. We're going to delve into the world, again, of diabetes. Jody Velasquez, her daughter grew up as a type 1 diabetic, and she became so involved in the care and the education and that whole world. Following week, lifestyle MD champion, Dr. Beth Bratz, will be joining us. She's one of my great friends on X, and so much great information in lifestyle medicine, the mental game, the physical side of things. Then we're heading to Nigeria. Returning is Kalu Confidence. She's a writer, physiotherapist. She's been very helpful in the world of LEAP, lower extremity amputation prevention. Last week we featured LEAP with Dr. Ruben and nutritionist, diabetic educator Janice Blake. If you want to listen to that show, go to bbsradio.com/sportsdoctor. Go to archives, all our shows you can catch. And we'll catch up with Kalu out there in Nigeria, the work she's doing with the International Lions Club and foot screenings, foot screenings, foot screenings. The Dr. Bob Wisdom, I want to talk about, are you in the right shoe for your foot mechanics? Is your son or daughter or the best shoe not only properly fit? And the reason I bring this up is 40% of the population is not fit properly. At least, usually it's width concerns. That's the problem. But it's also the thumb rule connection, which is you need a thumbnail distance between your big toe or your longest toe and the end of the shoe. And many times we see pregnancy, shoe size changes, but also specific shoes for specific sports. Ideally, your son or daughter plays a sport, you're involved in a sport, you want to be in a shoe that's designed for it. Whether it's pickleball, you can use a cross trainer, which many top brands make, which is a shoe made for side-to-side stability, on the field or on the court, and they do a good job of being multifunctional for multi-sports. But ideally, I want you fit for whatever you're wearing. And a great place to be fit properly is a running a walking shoe store. And then regardless of being involved in the sports, and whether it's New Balance, et cetera, where they have Skechers shoes for different sports. And then we get involved with podiatry. Many times we will see over these decades is that excessively pronated foot, the commonly flat-type foot or excessively collapsing arch is a real problem causer or problem aggravator or problem multiplier. And many times we see the whole area of not only what's the best shoe or talk about what might be proper arch support or the whole world of orthotics and podiatry. Sports therapy also, physical therapy, basically podiatry can give you that best opinion regarding you want to look at this shoe, you want to pay attention to strengthening, you know how much we talk about routinely strengthening foot and ankle, so we want to pay attention to that. The website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, you get a lot of information, oh gosh, regarding the International Sports Hall of Fame. You can go to bbsradio.com/thesportsdoctor, go to archives, listen to past shows, and some of the different consultation we're doing. We're paying a lot of attention to education, spreading the word in the whole area of juvenile type 2 diabetes. We talk a lot about what a scourge diabetes is, the explosion of pre-diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity. People who listen to the Sports Doctor know that I have featured childhood obesity for decades. We're still dealing with this dramatic concern. They had to change the name of adult-acquired diabetes to type 2 because there were so many kids. Nutrition, again, the new medicine we talk about a lot. I include that new medicine on LinkedIn as well as on Instagram. Number one, eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. There's lots of education out there. There's also lots of education in sports pharmacy regarding nutritional supplements, etc. Number two, keep moving. Your choice. You want to walk? You want to play pickleball? You want to play soccer? You want to do yoga? You want to go to the gym. You want to keep moving. Number three, we talked about it all day today, the mental game. You want to reduce stress. You want to understand that you really can learn a good mental health program. It might involve music therapy. It might involve doing meditation. It might involve the idea in the world of figure skating. They always, for years, paid attention to visualization, where you are taking some time each day to just be. You know, whether you're following 2,500-year-old magic of the Tao, or whether you're dealing with a situation today with some type of particular problem. So many lower extremity problems are foot related, chronic or persistent back problems, knee problems, hip problems, foot ankle, like Jimmy Spinelli was talking about, are foot related. And this is something that's still big time important situation. So again, eating smarter, the whole world of nutrition, it's exploded, and we want to pay big attention to not the word diet, but like last week, we had a registered dietitian. These are the ones who deal with whether it's the diabetes world or the best athlete in the world or your grandmother. The idea of keeping moving, you got a lot of choices out there. Walking is a great one. And you can't be pissed off when you're doing exercise. You just can't be. And it's such a mental side of it also, as well as the physical side. And again, rest and recovery. So thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next time. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, CBS Radio. See ya.